Hey, thank you for listening to the Happy Days Project. Each episode will bring you a snippet of someone else's joy. Isn't joy a nice thing to be choosing to listen to? This excellent human has answered the question, what makes you happy? Let's hear what they had to say. Hey, remember Tom and the sheep's foot? Yeah, well, back out for a walk with Bernie today. Who was, in fact, much better behaved when being supervised by Mum. Here's Chloe. Still nervous about how this works. Yeah, okay, I think that's going. Cool. Hi, Chloe.
Hello, Lizzie.
Hello. Chloe's wearing a really nice purple coat. She looks very bright and shining. And we are in the garden of her lovely parents' house, which is really nice. With the dogs. What are your dogs called?
Dylan and Bernie.
Awesome. Chloe, I'd like to ask you, what makes you happy?
It's quite an interesting question because actually since I knew I was going to be doing this, I was thinking a little bit about, well, what would I say?
Okay.
And then I guess it's interesting because there's something about what maybe society says you should say about what happiness is and what my parents would say happiness was and actually what I, how do I know when I'm happy? It was quite hard to think about, not wanting to say cliched stuff, but actually what genuinely resonates for me about happiness. And I think part of what we're doing now actually makes me happy. So we're walking and I've got my dogs who are very much enjoying the walk. So I suppose there's something about being with someone else and them having happiness and pleasure, and that brings me happiness. And it's a pretty beautiful evening, the sun's starting to set, and walking with a good friend, and all, I think those things make me really happy. And I suppose those are quite simple things. But then it feels kind of cliche to say, oh, it's simple things that make me happy. But maybe it's because it does. And the dogs are really keen to continue their walk now. And I think they're going to be a bit let down when we realise it's actually going to be a 10-minute stroll to talk about happiness. I think definitely for me, it's about sharing experiences that makes me happy. So whether that's with, normally I suppose with friends and family, and doing things together that you can then reminisce about or reflect on together. I think in relationships it's really important to create new memories together and have new experiences and not just spend your whole time kind of catching up. So I think those sort of memories are things we've done together. So actually someone asked me yesterday, because it was New Year's Day yesterday, what my best memory was of 2016. And one of the things I talked about was on my birthday in September, I went to climb Sugar Loaf Mountain with a group of friends and we love the food. And that memory is, I think for me, one of my happiest memories of 2016, because it was about doing something together, shared memory together. It was about expanse and openness and the views from the mountain and just being so grateful to be part of this world where we have those sorts of views. Mm-hmm. And that we have the privilege of being able to park a car and walk and look at them, and no one charges us to do that, and it's just there. And then being able to feel like you then sat down and earned your food, you've done your exercise, so guilt-free happiness of then being able to kind of eat whatever you want with good friends. And that's definitely one of my most happiest memories from last year. Mm-hmm. I think generally happiness for me involves exercise and food with people that I love or care about, and that exercise could take many forms. And generally I like it when it involves big landscapes, so the mountains are amazing, or like you live in the Forest of Dean and like when the night comes through the trees at the end of the day and it dapples all the forest floor and I'm riding my horse, like those moments. And then I get in and I have my hot chocolate. Those are kind of moments for me that I really associate with happiness, and being able to share them with my husband or my friends or my parents or adds to that experience. And it reminds me, we were talking about this earlier, but I've been reading this. I never know how to pronounce it. I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, but this Danish concept of hygge or hygge or, I don't know, higgy, whatever you want to call it. But it's all about that, kind of the coziness and the coming together and the being, sharing those experiences with those that you love. I guess snugging down from the rest of the world is a really, I think that means a lot. And then I suppose on the other end of the spectrum, I'd love those moments where it's slightly chaotic and you've got loads and loads of people and you're, I don't know, having a party and it's just general organised chaos. So imagine a big family party where everyone's eating or drinking it independent in their own happiness. I think that's a really important thing to remember sometimes. I think that a lot of your happiness has to come from within you, and knowing what makes you happy and pursuing those opportunities. I think it's really hard when people say, oh, but I want to make so-and-so happy. And I think you can't do that to a degree, mm-hmm. but I think equally they have to have found their happiness or part of their happiness before you can help them to share in each other's happiness. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think sometimes if you set yourself up to make other people happy, you know, it's quite a hard thing to do until you know what, you know, where your happiness comes from. It might be part of that, might be making other people happy, but you need to have a sense of yourself too, not just in relation to others at times. Maybe that's just my perspective. So yeah, I suppose, yeah, that's it. Connections, food, and exercise, and the outdoors are probably the things that I would say make me happy.
Cool. Thank you very much. That's awesome. Thank you. That's brilliant.
Have you ever been really surprised by what people have said? Being like, I didn't know that about you, or that's a...
No. In fairness, at this stage, you're only my second interview. So not so far.
Yeah.
I mean, you still said something there that I didn't know you were going to say. In your fourth or fifth minute, you were talking about chaos and then other people being happy in an individual way,
yeah,
in a group.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's, I didn't know you were going to say that.
Yeah, I didn't mean that I was going to say it either. It was interesting what triggered that was we were talking about the idea of coziness and togetherness.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, God, that sounds, you know, that is important, that kind of security. But actually, I also love the idea of a manic family. And, you know, I want lots of children and I want chickens and dogs and goats and that sense of, yeah, I don't know what, how to struggle how to describe it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm actually thinking, well, I wonder what Tom would say. I think I have an idea about what he would say, obviously.
Yeah.
I can see you. There's an interesting, I did a course on psychotherapy that I use quite a lot called acceptance and commitment therapy.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of about how you know what your values are. Because it is hard, and I think that's why I started at the beginning going like, I don't know, how do you know what makes you happy? Because how do you know when you're happy? It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I did this assessment called the Autism Diagnostic Observation Schedule, which is an assessment of autism. And one of the questions is, what makes you happy? How do you know when you feel happy? And all the kids are like, oh. And I think, actually, how do I know when I feel happy? Like, how do you tell?
Yeah.
Is it a sense of wanting to do more of something? But sometimes I want more chocolate, even though it's not going to make me happy. I don't know, just wanting... I don't know. Some kids talk about sunshine in their stomach. Yeah.
Thank you, Chloe. Exercise, the outdoors, connection. It's all wonderful stuff, and we're getting more and more of it at the moment. I know you're enjoying it as much as I am. Chloe was my second ever interviewee, and her husband Tom, my third. And this is a reminder that no one, not Chloe, not you, no one has to wonder what Tom would say makes him happy, because he told us back in season 1, episode 4. Check it out. It's hard to believe I've just got 2 more episodes to release before it's the end of season 2. Have you had a favourite episode so far? I can't pick, obviously. But I did enjoy this walk with my friend, the day after New Year's in 2017. Have some great walks this week, you guys. Get that sunshine going in your stomach. Enjoy what makes you happy.